Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stefan with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. Richie is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're going to be talking oil and energy with the director of Upstream, which is an industrial operation for the American Petroleum Institute. What you are paying, and is it dangerous for us to have the price of gasoline be as low as it is? After all, what will they do with the taxes that are based on the cost of the gasoline? Well, the president will take care of that, because now we're going to have a 14% tax on U.S. companies that are doing business overseas, so we can grab more of their money and we can waste it on this $4 trillion budget plan. That's pretty much the bottom line. The essence of the Super Bowl, Patriots won, Seattle didn't. The Super Bowl ads, Snickers scored some laughs, Jen, commercial recreating the Brady Bunch. Carnival Cruises, the ad there featured audio of John F. Kennedy. How many people were moved by that?
I thought it was dumb.
Yeah. Okay. Well, most people did not feel good about most of the things that people watch the Super Bowl for. People that don't know anything about football or don't like it like me watch for the feel-good ads. And every year there are less.
You see a dead kid, what does that do for you?
It doesn't do anything for me. Right. If you want to change the channel.
Nationwide.
Frankly.
What do they think?
Yeah. And then the Toyota ad, Muhammad Ali declaring his greatness.
Well, what about the Nissan ad?
The Nissan ad.
The American song, and the kids, you're just waiting for the kid's dad to die.
Mm-hmm. And then there was the other ad for Jeep that focused on an American hymn, in essence. And then it showed pictures of everything else around the world. That didn't set well with people that I have talked to about it.
It was actually a good ad that we haven't talked about, was the ad for the new season of The Voice.
Yeah,
that I didn't actually see
they
that.
Do good.
Was it good?
It was. It was really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one. The Groundhog Day festivities, Kenny, you're following that. We have posted the live feed, facebook.com/good day, from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Yes, no, up, down.
He saw his shadow.
How could he see his shadow? It's snowing.
I don't know.
Exactly. It's so stupid.
It's so fake.
Jeez.
All right, so what happens because...
It's like a flashlight.
6 more weeks of winter.
6 more weeks. Well, you'll all be happy to know that we're getting it in the neck in New England again today, with things closed, nothing's happening, it's just done. Before the day gets started, it's over. In essence. So, there we go. That's the story. Yada, yada, yada. Yada, da, 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 da. Okay, so we have this aviation summit. How many people are following that? This on the heels of the news that the pilot of the plane that went down, the Air Asia plane, wasn't in his seat. So, when the plane started to apparently self-destruct, he couldn't get back to his seat. He was out of his seat.
Was he
the co-pilot? Well, that's not clear. It's clear he was not in his seat. Where he was remains to be seen. But the fact that there were two Malaysian airliners who went down, this one's gone, and that seems to have aviation officials worried. There's a summit going on in Montreal this week to try to help airlines keep airliners from getting lost. When I look at this, I say, okay, wait a minute. How does this happen? How do you do? You know, when you consider how many, most people don't even grasp how many planes there are in the air around the world at any one time.
Oh.
How many flights there are every day.
There are apps that let you look at what flights are above you.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable when you see the traffic that's just, you know, if you're in a metropolitan area, just the planes that are flying around. It's amazing that these things don't bash into each other all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The joke of the day today. Lady sends this in. I've disconnected my home alarm system and deregistered from Neighborhood Watch. I put out two Pakistani flags in my front yard and an ISIS flag in the back. Local police, sheriff, FBI, CIA, NSA, Homeland Security, Secret Service, and other agencies are all watching my house 24/7. I never felt safer, and I'm saving $49.95 a month. All right. So that's that story. In a moment, let's talk how much you're saving. If you have oil heat this year, you have noticed probably, I guess I'll use myself as an example. It isn't oil heat. It's the fuel is the same. Jet fuel is the same, and diesel fuel is the same. It's all the same stuff. So what I paid $3.74 a gallon for last year at this time, last Friday, $2.01 for diesel fuel. Now, that's really going to help a lot of the trucking business, going to help it's going to help the farmers, it's going to help a lot of people. Does it help you in the overall value? I mean, we're driving more and enjoying it more because it doesn't cost us so much. Yesterday, I filled up my truck, and it was only 60-something bucks. And this was easily $120 stop.
Shocked yesterday when I was filling up my car and it only took $30.
Yeah, right. Okay. So anyway, let's talk about this and what it really means. And is this offshore oil and natural gas leasing program that's been proposed a good thing as we continue to look at the pluses and minuses of what you're paying for petroleum products? 13 after the hour on Good Day.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax and then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you, but if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. And law number 3030.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. But did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
16 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Ken Kessler with Eric Milito, who is from the American Petroleum Institute. His work covers regulatory and legislative matters relating to domestic exploration and production, access to domestic oil, natural gas resources. So, Eric, just to begin, sort of put things into perspective, natural gas is what's used now in coal to a limited degree, but mostly natural gas to fire up and power the electric utilities. That stuff is cheap. Why has the electric bill gone sky high for most of us?
Well, I don't know that that's necessarily completely true, that the electric bills have gone sky high.
Mine has, and everybody in the Northeast seems to be feeling a real pinch here.
Well, a lot of what's happening in the Northeast has to do with the infrastructure we have in place. We have to update the infrastructure and create more pipelines and storage so we don't have those.
So why is that my problem as a...
That's not your problem. That's exactly what we're looking at our policymakers, our legislative officials and folks at the state and the federal level to make sure that we're expediting permitting so we can get all this infrastructure in place so that the Northeast market does have a buffer against any kind of disruptions.
So, but in the meantime, the gas, well, the price of gas that they're paying at the electric company is such that they feel they can crank up the price that I'm paying for a kilowatt of energy, and because I live in the wrong place, is that what you're basically saying?
Well, I don't know what the electrical side of the house is doing. All I know is that a lot of it's based upon the transactions they're entering into, and when it comes down to it, they're trying to base that on projections as to what kind of demand you're going to see in a place like the Northeast. So, From our standpoint, we're producing everything we need to make sure that the country has it. Across the country, electrical bills have gone down by average by over $1,000 when you're looking at the price of gas.
I'd like to know where that is. I have a place in California. The price for electricity isn't going down there either. So it must be that it pays to live in the middle of the country. Maybe that's what. Richie, we should all move into the middle of the country.
I'm already.
Gas is $2. Natural gas is $2 an MCF. It's the lowest it's been in years, and it's benefiting people all across the country.
Well, that's the other part of this. The benefits of having lower oil prices, the gasoline at the pump is cheap, it's great. But then there are the naysayers who keep saying, no, this isn't good because we're not going to, the oil wells will shut down and people will be put out of work and you don't realize what this is doing. It's compromising this, that, and the other thing. What's your read on this?
Well, I think we're looking at an American phenomenon here because it's because of the advanced technologies and the application of these new advanced technologies. We've been able to see all this additional oil and gas production, and over the past few years, we've seen the creation of hundreds of thousands of jobs because of that. When you're looking at it from that perspective, the industry in some respects is a victim of its own success. They've been so good at bringing oil and gas to market that they've helped to drive the price of oil and gasoline down, which over time can impact some producers when it comes to their future investments. But this is a long term. We're looking at projections for the U.S. and the world to need 30% more oil. So the industry is in it for the long run. They understand that the world runs on oil and natural gas, not just for our cars, but for heating our homes and burning the food on our stove. So you're under the hiccup.
You're right. You've been into my house. All right, let's talk just for a second about the strike at these refineries.
Mm-hmm.
The 3,800 workers that are on strike, and the beef here, is it all about just the price of oil? How does this affect us, and will this be the beginning of turning it back the other way? Because without the refineries, there's less fuel available, and therefore the price goes up, right?
Well, yeah, correct. We want to make sure we have our refineries operating at capacity because the more refined product we're creating here in the U.S., the better it is for the country because we're creating those supplies to put the pressure on the price down. And we run into these hiccups every time the collective bargaining agreement comes up, but the industry always ends up working out a deal, and in the end, we're hopeful that that will happen and it won't create any problems for...
So you don't see a long strike. You're not seeing these refineries are not going to be on strike for a long time.
Well, it's hard to say. We are refining record amounts of fuel in the country. It's amazing how much we've been able to produce in addition to what we've done in the past.
We're just based on getting more oil out of the ground. All right, Eric, thank you. Eric Milito from the API.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The Budweiser puppy has done what the Seattle Super Sox. That's funny. If I do say something like that. The Seahawks couldn't. It won back-to-back Super Bowls. If you're keeping score, not only is that two in a row for the puppy, but three in a row for Anheuser-Busch. And the 13th time in the past 15 years that Anheuser-Busch has won USA Today's ad meter ranking of all the ads. There were consumer panelists who were watching the game. And so USA Today has this ad meter consumer panel, 6,700 voters rating the Super Bowl ads as they're playing. There were 61 commercials that played during the game, 4.5 million per 30 seconds of airtime. So you do the math. What does that figure out to? What does, if you have 61 commercials, so 6 times 4 is 24. That's $240 million, folks. It's a lot of money to collect for ads.
Something changed there, isn't it?
Uh-huh. And how much did they pay for the rights? Did NBC pay for the rights for the Super Bowl? I mean, whatever the ancillary benefits are.
I don't remember.
I wanted to actually stay up, but I fell asleep to watch the episode that was there of The Blacklist.
I did.
Did you? Was it good?
It was. Yeah, it was very good. Yeah.
I gotta start watching that show.
It's a great show.
Finishing second was the stereotype bashing spot for an unlikely Super Bowl advertiser, the feminine products brand from P&G. Make viewers rethink what it means to act like a girl.
Oh, throw like a girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Run like a girl, yeah.
Third on the list was the humorous Fiat commercial, the Chrysler commercial about an amorous elderly Italian man who loses his blue Viagra pill in just the wrong moment. So those were the top three. Oof. All right. According to the USA panel, anyway. Here's John Legend singing America the Beautiful as the Super Bowl begins.
In celebration of this beautiful country, please welcome 9-time Grammy Award winner, John Legend.
Oh, beautiful lost babe.
Who wants to listen to this, or would you rather listen to Idina Menzel singing National Anthem?
Bad, but let's
I think this ought to be our national anthem. I've said that 100 million times.
Yeah, you did a good job.
All right, so let's see if Idina Menzel hits the right. No, Rich, you know what I'm concerned about.
Can you see?
Here's Doug's Rain Man.
Right.
Judging of.
By the door.
And they're wrong.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
Did you hear everybody boo when they put Belichick up on the screen?
Yeah. And bright
stars. Why? Why were they booing? The whole song, they were showing different things on the Jumbotron, and people would cheer, cheer, cheer. And when they show Belichick, everybody's booing.
Why? Hey, what's the matter with him?
He's a cheater and doesn't have any personality. Yeah. There it is right there.
She could care less. Dang her on.
$1 million on yeah. Let It Go.
Did you hear that voice? Come on.
Yeah, it's a big voice, but she didn't know how to sing the national anthem.
I'm sure she's all broken up.
Wow.
You're right. But here come the Jets.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping 3 bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-377-8148. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148. Call 1-800-377-8148.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Celebrate the winter weather. I'm just looking at the hour-by-hour forecast for my area. Winter storm warnings, no showers, no storms, blah, 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 blah. Midwest buried in snow. Millions of people today experiencing sleet, blizzard conditions all across the upper, some pretty much from the Ohio River Valley across through Pennsylvania. Another weather pounding this week. 9 million people in Chicago, blizzard warnings, lots of people out of, they have no electricity. New York is icy today. Boston is just snowy, and so that's that story. It's redundant, and there's not much you can do about it. So let's keep moving. Whitney Houston's daughter is in intensive care today on a ventilator. She was found face down in a bathtub.
Sound familiar, huh?
21 years of age. She was placed in a medically induced coma. Status of her brain function not known. Unbelievable.
So sad.
It is. Yep. All right, so we've been, Kenny, you said that most of the input that we have at our Facebook and Twitter page, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, was about the Super Bowl. Anything that's been added since last time we checked that is of, where is it, Rye, W-R-Y, Rye.
Lots of comments about the Super Bowl. Paul says, my six-year-old girl is asking why Seattle threw that pass. My six-year-old.
Right. Why, Daddy? Why'd they do that?
Says Marshawn Lynch.
All right, what else?
Brian says Tom Brady should give that pickup truck to the rookie who caught the interception. It's the least he could do.
Yeah, he doesn't need the truck. That's absolutely a great idea. You think he will?
No.
Why?
I don't think he needs the truck. I think he'll give it away, but I don't think whether he gives it to that guy, I don't know.
Tom Brady's kind of a jerk, isn't he?
He's a little bit, yeah.
Is he a jerk?
Well, I don't know. The reason I never cheer for him is because he left Bridget Monaghan pregnant when he was with her.
Right.
And so even though the kid's like 100 years old now.
Blue Bloods.
Yeah, I'm kind of over him because he did that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that, and he's just kind of a crybaby.
Oh, but he's so beautiful. Let's not.
Yeah. My wife and our friend, they were like just all gaga last night.
Although I have my new favorite, Gronkowski. I'm telling you, Gronk is like one of those guys that you never want to talk to, but he's good for so many other things.
How many people watched Downton Abbey last night instead of the Super Bowl game?
Hashtag. Who cares?
Absolutely wild, Doug.
What's that, Richie?
So every year, EA Sports takes their Madden football video game and they simulate the Super Bowl, the teams playing each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they must have a time machine. They nailed it.
Really?
Their score at the end of their simulated video game?
Oh, yeah, he predicted.
28-24.
Really?
They even foresaw Tom Brady's fourth quarter winning game pass to Julian Edelman.
Really?
And
it's a little weird, yeah, eerie, isn't it?
It was very. So they even got the yardage, the passing yardage close, the amount of touchdowns, everything. So, I mean,
this is John Madden's game.
EA Sports has a video game, an NFL video game based on John Madden.
Mm-hmm.
Like they use his name, and every year they play a Super Bowl the week before the Super Bowl, and this one was almost dead on.
Really?
Got the score exactly right, 20-24.
Commercials, unusually somber, no slapstick, not any sex, very serious stuff about childhood, preventing childhood death, the voiceover by John F. Kennedy, and the public service announcement by Coalition No More, battered women syndrome, that sort of thing. I thought the Coke ad that went into the computer system and what came out of it was okay.
If you spill a Coke on your computer, it's actually just going to make it work.
No,
better.
But it was just...
I call BS on that one.
It's a commercial. The McDonald's thing, do they really do that? The McDonald's ad
for the next couple of weeks, they're supposed to.
Really?
Are you supposed to do? What did I miss?
You're supposed to, when you go into a McDonald's, if they decide they want to just give you your meal, they'll give you your meal, and in exchange, you got to do something loving or some kind of act of kindness, right? Isn't that pretty much what
it
is?
Yeah, it will randomly do that. The computer will randomly pick people in the register, and it'll come up, and they'll tell you that your meal is free, but first you have to call your mom and tell her that you love her or something like that.
So according to a spokesperson for the NFL, the serious tone set by the advertisers, Americans have had low tolerance for crass ads that we used in the past. I thought the Victoria's Secret ad that ran was really very...
Oh, I'm sure
explicit.
It was very well made.
No, it was explicit.
You liked it for two reasons, didn't you?
No, I didn't like it. I thought it was very tasteless, frankly. I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, I hated it. I rewound it and watched it six times.
You can hate it more if you watch it in slow motion.
Perfect.
So simple.
Right. Yes, they are, aren't they? Let's see here. What other things are going on of interest and important? So Punxsutawney Phil has seen his shadow. 6 weeks of winter continue in this... And in the vein that it's in, let's all go someplace else, period, exclamation point. The president and his budget, a non-starter. Thank heavens there are people in there that have enough brains. Well, they don't have enough brains. They'll make a deal and continue to waste your money. That's what this is all about. The outrage of a $4 trillion budget is beyond comprehension. Beyond comprehension, anyway. It was on this day 2 years ago, Chris Kyle, who was the fellow about whom the movie American Sniper was made, was killed at the gun range.
Yeah.
2 years ago. Wow.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it, when you get right down to it? 2 years ago. Okay. I have some food for thought. Everybody ready for food for thought? Actually, a couple of things.
I'd rather just have some food. I haven't had breakfast yet.
Yeah, yeah, I'm hungry too.
Yeah.
Today's video of the day comes from Kansas cattle farmer Derek Klingenberg. He used a camera drone, a feed truck, and his herd of cattle to create a cow art smiley face. How great cow arts.
Stop it.
All right, so the food for thought really, though, comes in the form of something that I was sent on my Facebook page by a fellow broadcaster who has the same approach to many things as do I. I suppose that's why he carries me on his radio station. But he offered the following consideration for all of us to think about. Ready? Little food for thought. The federal government has Tomahawk cruise missiles, right?
Mm-hmm. They do.
Apache helicopters.
Yep.
Yeah. Black Hawk helicopters.
And we're going to change
Kiowa
skins.
Yeah.
Is that right? You.
Yeah. Lakota helicopters. And the code name Geronimo, right, which was what they used to kill Osama bin Laden. So, who in the government has said that the Washington Redskins should change their name?
You. I know.
Yeah.
Huh? Huh?
By pulling their copyright and...
Yeah. Basically, yes. That's what...
It's ridiculous.
It is really... It's wry sense of humor time, I suppose. Maybe if you can find something funny in that. It just... There's so many people that have so many jobs that are so unnecessary in this world of government. Just really, really is disgusting. And so, you know, that's it. All right. How many people last night when the game was over, I thought, okay, these guys have 5 months that they don't have to do anything, and then they start playing again. And then I thought in, week from this coming weekend is when
baseball,
the catchers and the
pitchers and catchers,
the pitchers go in, and then the week after that, there are the wholesale reporting of teams to Florida and Arizona. And the week after that, there'll be the first broadcasts of the season. The, what do they call it? The Grapefruit League season. Mm-hmm. Right, isn't that what it's called?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So that's only a couple of, 3 weeks away. And I look outside at the blizzard.
I got my email on Friday for tickets for spring training.
Really?
Yep.
I'm going.
Where are you going?
Me?
I'm not. She is.
I am.
I didn't know.
God, for his Christmas gift.
Say that again. Oh, that was your father. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't tell him, though.
Yeah, you didn't. You're a very good boy.
Mm-hmm. Well,
mostly because I told you after he opened his present.
Oh, is that it? You didn't? Yeah.
Don't ever tell Doug anything you don't want to tell
him. I told you about his present, and I said, hey, I got my dad a drone for his birthday. He went, hey, Jen just got her dad a drone for his birthday.
Hi, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff is going to join us in a minute. I invite you to go to DougStefan.com to read the story about the new lottery tickets. The New Hampshire Lottery has scratch and sniff lottery tickets. They are off to a sizzling start. $1 bacon-scented tickets, top prize of $1,000, hit the market last week, or sometime in January. Lottery officials went with a very small conservative print run just in case they were a bust. But now, tickets are selling out. The sales for the scratch and sniff tickets far outpacing the other $1 scratch tickets. I wonder how many other states, Kenny, have done this, and how has it worked?
Have done scratch and sniff tickets?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I think only a couple have tried it, but nobody has tried bacon yet.
Mm-hmm. Bacon, and they're selling like hotcakes, folks. Da 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 da. You funny, Doug Stefan. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff is not necessarily funny, but he's right on with Between the Lines up next here on Good Day.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and LMLS number 3030.
Have you taken your family history search across the pond? There are millions of stories, and they're yours to discover this weekend. Explore your British heritage free at tryancestry.com. Ancestry is offering free access to their entire UK collection with unlimited searching. But for this weekend only, visit tryancestry.com February 6th through the 8th and explore over 1 billion records to discover. Discover the story of your family before they came to the new world. With free access, you can go back generations and find records from the 1500s and even the Industrial Revolution. See how far back you can go. Search the entire UK collection at TryAncestry for free, but only for this weekend. Visit TryAncestry.com this February 6th through the 8th and get unlimited hours to explore your British heritage. Don't wait. Free access is only for a limited time when you visit TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com. That's T-R-Y Ancestry.com.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
All right, so let's get to our weekly visit from Dr. Bruce Shanahoff here on the Good Day program, who runs a decompression back chamber. Sounds like the House of Horrors.
Sounds great, actually.
Thanks, Doug.
I want to come visit.
Actually, it works quite well. I've been there and done that, frankly. His website, 818newback.com. He always is good at looking between the lines in medicine to bring us up to date on stuff that we wouldn't normally come in contact with, especially with the news media being as on the one side of the AMA as they are. So what do you have that we need to pay attention to, Bruce?
Well, Doug, measles is still a top story.
Yes.
And I want to point out that this current hysteria about measles and the vitriol being directed at those who choose not to vaccinate is without merit. Look, we all had measles when I was a kid. In fact, the CDC considers anyone born before 1957 to have a lifelong immunity to measles because we all went through a benign, self-limiting disease that caused some discomfort and the need to stay in bed with a fever. But the medical books from the pre-vaccine era described measles as posing minimal risk to a well-nourished child. Yet, while there have been 1,500 measles cases in the U.S. in the last 10 years, there have been zero deaths. There have been 86 deaths, though, from the vaccine. And the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act of 1986 that Ronald Reagan instituted to indemnify the pharmaceutical companies from any liability has paid out over $2 billion to the families of vaccine-injured and killed children, $154 million in 2010 alone. So, you know, besides the herd immunity thing, there are so many papers that have showed that herd immunity has failed, even at vaccination rates as high as 99%. And that's because the immunity conferred by the vaccines isn't 100% like a natural immunity. So you're always going to have these breakdowns in herd immunity. And it drives measles into a later age for people, which is a more dangerous age to get it. So my bottom line is, look, do what you want. If you think the vaccine is a good thing for your kids, please vaccinate them. But if you don't be bullied into it. And if you are a vaccine lover, don't be a hater of those who don't want to vaccinate.
All right, Jennifer, what do you think of that?
I'm a hater. I'm a hater.
There you go. All right, so that's good food for thought, though, Bruce. Thank you. I think there is, especially with the focus on the measles in California, very apt conversation. 818newback.com is Dr. Bruce Shanahoff's website.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
But Peter, how do we get to Neverland?
Fly, of course.
Fly?
It's easy. You think of a wonderful thought.
Any happy little thought?
Uh-huh.
Like toys at Christmas? Sleigh bells? Snow?
Yep. Watch me now. Here I go. It's easier than fly.
He can fly! He can fly!
I can remember watching this on television. My God.
Now you try.
The number one movie this week in 1953, Mary Martin as Peter Pan and Walt Disney's Peter Pan. You can fly. Movie music gets us into movie moments. Jennifer and Kenny will help us understand how things have gone at the box office, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Chucker can't get to his office. That's okay. We can handle Chucker. Who needs you after all? Yeah.
His team won last night, so probably stayed up really late celebrating.
Okay, so we have a movie that you need to identify if you'd like to qualify with all the folks who are going to be in the running for this drawing on Friday for the Beaches Resorts special vacation. Two adults, two children going to one of the three Beaches Resorts. If you're into this, there are two things you need to be into. One, the vacation. How does it look? If you're looking at what I'm looking at right now, you're ready to go. So qualify by listening carefully. We have three clips from a very, very, very important movie, and it has nothing. Well, let's see what you can figure after listening to these three. You'll call us at 888-302-3684 to tell us what the name of the movie is.
To kill, you must know your enemy. In this case, my enemy is a varmint.
Got it.
And a varmint will never quit, ever. They're like the Viet Cong. Varmint Cong.
He's involved in both.
Elmer Fudd story. Isn't he the only guy that ever said varmint?
This is the guy who's in both of these movies, right? That could be in contention, right, Kenny?
Yeah, right.
Next clip.
My enemy is an animal. And in order to conquer him, I have to think like an animal. Whenever possible, to look like one.
What are the chances of the same guy starting a rodent? All right, next.
How about a nice cool drink? Varmints, scum, slime, menace to the golfing industry. You're a disgrace, and your varmints, you're one of the lowest members of the food chain, and you'll probably be replaced by the rat.
All right. You figure it out. 888 is one of two ways to go here. 888-302-3684. Answer coming up with a qualifier to our giveaway this Friday. Meanwhile, Jennifer will have the updated box office totals right after this here on Good Day.
Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not, okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com to file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
All right, let's find out what the name of the movie is in question here. Get a qualifier for our trip. Here is Cindy in Grand Rapids. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you. How's the weather there today?
It's very cold. Well, it's not very cold. It's 8 below.
8 below. Nothing serious.
What is that even like?
Nothing serious at all.
Not at all. No, it's much colder than that normally.
Yes. Well, you could probably take a trip.
Why?
Let's see if you qualify. What's the name of the movie?
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack is, everybody's expecting Groundhog Day.
Get out your suntan lotion.
Yes. Get out the lotion. So we'll qualify you for the drawing on Friday. Be listening to find out if you, two adults, two children are going, if it's you and your family. Thank you, Cindy. Nice
Thank
chatting
you.
With you. Hold on just a second. All right, Jen, what happened at the box office over the weekend?
American Sniper getting them again. $31 million over the weekend. That's the biggest weekend box office, by the way, for Super Bowl weekend ever on record.
Really?
So American Sniper in at number one. Paddington the Bear in at number two, making $50 million total, only $8 this weekend. Project Almanac in at number three. That was the opening weekend, $8.5 million. Black or White at number four, making $6 million. And The Boy Next Door at number five, making just over $6 million.
Interesting debuts. On this date in 1996, The Juror with Demi Moore, Alec Baldwin. Remember that, Anne Hesh? That was Hesh.
Hesh, it's not fun to say.
Head Over Heels with Freddie Prinze Jr., Richie, came out of this date in 2001.
Yeah.
Right? Remember that? And Valentine with David Boreanaz and Denise Richards also. So that's the history. Emma Watson is going to play Belle in Disney's live-action Beauty and the Beast movie. 59 Happy Hour on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.